sharp jabs and interruptions.
It's a massive enterprise, and so many people know it.
At the final presidential debate, would Trump accept a Clinton victory?
I'll keep you in suspense.
New twist in Wells Fargo case.
It's now a criminal investigation.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy at the presidential debate in Las Vegas with the CBS World News Roundup. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump faced off for the final time here last night, a fast-paced, policy-focused forum that touched on gun control, abortion, taxes, entitlements, immigration, and Trump's treatment of women. But the Republicans' refusal to say he'd accept the results of the election and honor the transfer of power that's been a hallmark of American democracy stunned many inside and outside the hall. CBS's Steve Futterman is here in Las Vegas.
It was a question and answer last night that, quite frankly, shook the American political framework.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
By refusing to accept the election result, Donald Trump did something no one can recall being done by any previous major presidential candidate. And Hillary Clinton pounced on Trump.
We've been around for 240 years. We've had free and fair elections. We've accepted the outcomes when we may not have liked them. And that is what must be expected of anyone standing on a debate stage during a general election.
This third debate featured more substance and depth than the first two, and on the whole, fewer sharp exchanges. But those that did occur were some of the harshest in this debate series. Clinton said her opponent is the favorite of the Russian president.
Putin, from everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of
the United States. No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty my Social Security.
When Clinton suggested Trump might try to worm his way out of a higher Social Security tax she'd impose, Trump called her nasty.
Such a nasty woman.
Trump referenced the WikiLeaks email stolen from Clinton's campaign chairman.
John Podesta said some horrible things about you. And boy, was he right.
When discussion turned to allegations Trump has forced himself on women, he again denied it.
I didn't even apologize to my wife, who's sitting right here, because I didn't do anything.
Donald thinks belittling women makes him bigger. He goes after their dignity, their self-worth.
This whole campaign, Trump has vowed to be tough on illegal immigrants. But at this final debate, he took his rhetoric further.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Clinton noted Trump has hired illegal immigrants himself.
He used undocumented labor to build the Trump Tower.
And she noted he built a building here in Las Vegas with foreign material.
In a very beautiful hotel down the street, known as Trump.
Made with Chinese steel.
But I will tell you, I said...
CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn gave points to both candidates.
Neither was hurt, and I ultimately don't think that this is a game changer at all, and I don't think that this will do much to move any of the numbers beyond just the margin of error.
In a CBS News Battleground Tracker poll just out, 63% of likely voters who watched the debate said candidates should promise to accept the election result. 49% of likely voters in battleground states believe Clinton won the debate. 39% said Trump did. Steve?
Well, overseas now, Iraq's prime minister says the battle to flush ISIS out of the country's second largest city is going more quickly than expected. CBS's Holly Williams is 12 miles north of Mosul.
Kurdish forces have launched a new attack against ISIS this morning. They're trying to recapture 27 villages and then get within 5 miles of Mosul. And this morning, we've seen the Kurdish forces pummel them with artillery. We've also seen Iraq's elite special forces move into position east of Mosul. They are trying to recapture several Christian towns and villages along the main road into Mosul.
The investigation into bogus accounts at Wells Fargo Bank has taken a turn that could lead to criminal charges. We're live with CBS's Barry Bagnato.
A search warrant has been issued for the names of bank employees involved in the scheme to create up to 2 million fake accounts for existing customers. California investigators say they have reason to believe two statutes were violated, including one barring unauthorized use of personal information. If true, felony charges could be filed. Convictions could bring prison terms of a year or more. Steve?
A new report finds an explosion in interest rates on store-branded credit cards, with some now around 30%. Matt Schultz of CreditCards.com says with offers of immediate savings, they're often hard to turn down.
You can get a card with a lower interest rate than that if you shop around, And you'll also probably end up getting better rewards if you take the time to shop around.
Abortion was one of the contentious issues during last night's presidential debate. Hillary Clinton vows to protect the Roe versus Wade decision that legalized it. Donald Trump promised to appoint Supreme Court justices who will overturn it, then let individual states decide. That issue headlines the latest installment of our series. Here's CBS's Peter King.
Donald Trump answered this question about abortion last March.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
He later walked back those comments made on MSNBC, but says he's against abortion except in cases of rape, incest, and danger to the mother's life. Hillary Clinton is pro-choice.
Women should determine our own lives and futures.
And while Trump wants to defund Planned Parenthood, Clinton told the organization's Action Fund meeting in June.
As president, I will always have your back.
This Clinton ad features same-sex couples.
That is why gay rights are human rights and human rights are gay rights.
Trump hasn't given strong positions on LGBT issues, although he says he believes in traditional marriage. On transgender people in restrooms, he told ABC's Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, the party generally believes that whatever you're born, that's the bathroom you use.
Well, what about you?
Me, I say let the states decide.
Where they stand. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Well, for the first time in 19 years, the Cleveland Indians are going to baseball's World Series.
Woo! World Series, baby! Woo! Good tribe!
That was a great win. I can't believe they pulled it off.
We got heart. We got soul.
The Indians finished off the Blue Jays in Toronto 3-0 to take the American League Championship Series 4-1. The franchise hasn't won a World Series since 1948. The Cubs knotted the NLCS with the Dodgers at 2 games each with a 10-2 win. Well, CBS's Jim Taylor showed up for work to handle an interview all about people who call in sick.
More than a third of us admit doing it.
35% of U.S. workers said that they've played hooky from work in the last year, calling in sick when they were feeling well.
Jennifer Grass at Career Builder. Among the weird and wild excuses employers hear this year?
There was an employee who accidentally ate cat food instead of tuna and was very ill as a result. There was another employee who was bowling the game of his life and couldn't make it into work.
She says she has not played hooky from work in more than 20 years. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
The electric car maker Tesla says it's starting to build its vehicles with all the cameras, sensors, and other gear to make them fully self-driving once rules allow us to use them that way on the open road. Tesla predicts the technology will be twice as safe as the human driver. It'll add about $8,000 to the steep sticker price. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. For Stephen Portnoy in Las Vegas, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.